So here we are at the end of the first day's play of the Gaul Test match. Andrew, Kusal Mendis obviously played a brilliant knock. Sri Lanka were in trouble. Give us an idea about Kusal, who he is and what sort of a player he is. He's obviously played a great knock last year, but tell us a bit about him.
Yeah, he's had a little bit of a sort of lean period in tests since that very good innings. I don't think he's scored. He scored a 50 in Port Elizabeth, but apart from that, he wasn't great in the Zimbabwe tests. Had a pretty tough tour of South Africa, as did many of the other batsmen. But I think what was interesting here is that he could have got out for zero. He was out first ball, but that turned out to be a no ball. And then from then on, he built his innings in a way that maybe was unfamiliar to him. He's someone who plays a lot of shots outside the off stump early on, often got out driving during that lean period. But maybe the no ball scare, the scare with the first ball, sort of scared him into being a little bit more conservative than he usually is. And then he was able to establish himself at the crease. What's encouraging about the innings is that this is his second 100 and his second 150 plus knock. And he's a player that I think Sri Lanka are willing to be a little bit perseverant with, because he's got so much talent. Obviously plays the spinners reasonably well. Let's not forget that this is also a very flat pitch, one of the flattest Gaul first day surfaces I've seen in a while, so that did help him. But also Bangladesh maybe weren't as penetrative with the ball as they could have been. What is that owed to?
I think it's mostly due to maybe the Gaul pitch. That's to start off with. They were forced to obviously bowl first, and I think the pace bowler started off very well. I thought Tuskin bowled well. I thought Mustafiz was back in his first test match after almost 2 years, so I think he tried hard. But I feel that what the build-up was in the first session in terms of dot balls, that fizzled out. I think after the second session, I think that's when it started to go bad for them. Sri Lanka started to hit a lot of boundaries in clumps, and that's when Bangladesh falls into trouble. I've seen that a lot. I mean, people are getting used to it, that if there's a number of boundaries hit, they lose focus and then they lose their shape. I think that's what happened. Also the partnership, Andrew, I mean, 196 for the fourth wicket. Asala Gunaratne obviously did well in Australia, played two amazing knocks in the T20s. So to see him in the test squad and then bailing the team out with obviously Kusal Mendis, but he's also batting quite well.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good 4 weeks for Gunaratne. Got picked up in the IPL as well in the meantime. But yeah, I mean, he. It was interesting watching Asela Gunaratne's innings after Dinesh Chandimal had, I think, faced out about 54 balls and scored only 5 runs. Asela Gunaratne comes in, immediately starts finding gaps, starts finding maybe not boundaries early on, but he began to rotate the strike. And, you know, just came back from Kusal Mendis's press conference just now, and Kusal was saying that, you know, during that middle session when he was feeling quite tired, Asela took the initiative and said, "I'll face more balls," and got him through that period. So that's what you want. He's batting, it's only his third test, I believe, but he's already batting like a senior player to a player like Kusal Mendis, who's much younger but has played a few more matches. So probably got a bit lazy and got a bit tired himself towards the end. And I think Tuskin Ahmed took his wickets. Who do you think was the best Bangladesh bowler on the day?
You mentioned him, Tuskin. I think Tuskin bowled very well. Obviously got quite unlucky throughout the day. I mean, Subhashish Roy was probably the unluckiest bowler of the day, but it was all his doing. That was a no ball. I think Tuskin tried very hard in this weather. He was telling me a couple of days ago that he really hopes to go through this series. He really wants to finish this series unscathed without getting injured. I think he started off very well. I think he also it showed that Courtney Walsh is their bowling coach, because I think he's also picked up those cues when how he conserves energy. So I think that's another way that he takes a bit of time to finish his over. I think it's only because of him or the other two Bangladesh fast bowlers that we are 2 overs short on the day. But yeah, I think Tuskin Ahmed bowled well, and he'll be expected to do something in the second morning.